Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today.
Good morning, Faith Church. Good morning, all of our Faith Church campuses, West Palm Beach, Weldon Springs, Sunset Hills, online, Earth City, everybody is here. Can we just give God a hand clap of praise this morning? It is an incredible day. It's a big day. It's an exciting day because today is the day we're sharing the vision of Faith Church. But to share the vision, sometimes you need to look back at all the miracles that God has already done. Amen? Can I hear a strong amen from anyone who you know God has intervened on your behalf in your life? Can I hear an amen? God has been so good to us. You know, when we started, Pastor David and I didn't realize we were going to be senior pastors. He was a worship leader. I was his wife. And we were in a church of 180 people, y'all. If you look at the center section at whatever campus you're at, Earth City, Weldon Spring, West Palm, Sunset Hills, look at that section in the middle, in the front. There's 180 people, more than that, in that section, more chairs than that, right there. And that was our church, and we had a pastor. Well, he went to be with the Lord a little unexpectedly, and Pastor David looked at me and said, "What are we going to do? I guess we just have to be there for the people." And that's what we've always been, Faith Church. We've just been a church that's been trying to be there for the people. Nothing we've ever done is trying to create a bigger church. Everything we've ever done has been trying to respond to a need. And so we saw a need and we just started responding. Well, after David lost his dad, his pastor, his best friend in one day, what happened next was God started speaking to him. And he said, "You know what? Our church has been very inward focused and we've been looking at just us. We need to look out past these four walls we call our church, and we need to reach out to the hurting, to the needing, to the lost, to the addicted, to those who just need Jesus." And that's us. If you were not with us in 2004 when he made that decision, would you raise your hand? Now I know that's all of West Palm Beach for sure, right? But, and so maybe you weren't here 5 years ago. Would you raise your hand? And you know, Weldon's getting ready to celebrate their 3 anniversary, so that's most of them. West Palm Beach is celebrating their 2-year anniversary today, guys. Isn't that great? So they weren't there. So God speaks to him to go on television, and we go on TV, and we see this growth that comes like crazy. When people just start coming, and we go from 200 to 2,000 people coming to this little church in Fenton in 2007. And we knew, hey, we need to kind of change. We need to rebrand. We need a new church name. What are we going to call it? It needs to be Faith something, because faith is who we are. But what's it going to be? So we did what every person does when they need an idea. We looked on Google. We started Googling church names and Googling church websites. And we found out faithchurchst.louis.com was available. And we're like, that just rings with us. Let's get it. And we changed our name, which worked out fabulous, because in 2007, Pastor David was riding his bike. And God told him on his bike that 2007, he said, "You need to go start a church in the St. Charles area." He said, "Someday." I just want to let you know, whenever God tells you someday, go ahead and put your pants on. Because he's going to get to doing something. And sure enough, in December of that same year, Pastor David was praying and God told him, "Don't wonder, don't waver, don't wait. 2008 is going to be great." While you're wondering, wavering, and waiting, people are going dying and going to hell. You're catching them on television, but you got no boat to put them in. You need to get a church up in that area. So he looked at me and said, "Nicole, can you get a church started in about 8 weeks? And we'll go to work, sir." And 10 weeks later, we started in a little banquet hall called the Heart of St. Charles, right on the other side of the river, y'all. Because Faith Church responded. That's you. So then we needed a building. Well, God gives us a building by miracle circumstances, 125,000 square feet worth $19.5 million. And he gives it to Faith Church for $6.3 million. Suddenly, we have over $15 million of equity. And we go and we build it out in 10 weeks. These are each miracle stories, friend. You can't build out a building in 10 weeks. I can't even pick a paint color from my bathroom in 10 weeks. We build it out and we start. Then all of a sudden, Sunset Hill starts filling up again. So we need Fenton. So we started looking. And sure enough, God has a building waiting for us, a church that's waiting to move. And we actually swapped campuses. We left Fenton. They left Sunset Hills. 1 week we had church here, and the next week we had church there. Oh, wow. Only God can do something like that, right-sizing two churches in one transaction. And the building needed a lot of work. We ripped the walls off the inside. We ripped the roof off the top. We remodeled the auditorium all while we were sitting right here. And friends, we never stop growing. We've added a campus or a service every single year since Faith Church has started. And we are not stopping now. Weldon Spring, I'm here to officially announce your second service is coming to you in November on your third birthday in your building. You're starting your second service, Weldon Spring. Woo! And so as we're doing all of these things and we move into this building, there's this stirring and we get called to Florida. Now, we didn't know how this was going to work and we didn't know what was going to happen. But so we go to Florida and we decide to start meeting people because we did not know. We knew two people, one couple in all of West Palm Beach, Florida. I had never been to the city when God called us there. And as we go, we're looking around the city and we're going on television. And the office calls and said, do we want the Florida people to write to St. Louis to get a CD? We said, oh, no. They said, oh, well, we need a Florida address. Well, how are we going to get one of those? Well, give me 45 minutes. I'm touring a friend's office, that one person we knew in Florida. They go upstairs. They show us their brand new office in the pink building. If you see a West Palm Beach skyline picture, you're going to see this pink building. It's called Phillips Point. It's like seeing the arch in St. Louis. Well, this guy has the penthouse, and he's got this huge, beautiful area. He takes us up to walk around, and he says, you know what? I've got way too much office space. Do y'all need any offices? Because I could give them to you for free. Would you guys like some free offices in Florida? I'm like, you got to be kidding me, God. Look at you go. We needed an address, and you gave us an office. Came downstairs, called the office. I said, hey, I got an address, and it's not post office box, et cetera, or mailbox, et cetera. It is 7, God's number, 77 Flagler. God did it 3 times in 1. Then in January of 2014, we felt a stirring and we branched out and we started what we called the St. Charles Westplex campus, which was the Weldon Spring precursor. And we started it at the Francis Howell High School. And on the very same week, we had our very first gathering, our very first service in Florida in January of 2014. We did Florida on Thursday. We did the St. Charles Westplex on Sunday. And we decided never to launch two campuses at the same time again. So as that grew, we did monthly meetings until August in Florida. And then God gave us the space, God gave us the clearance, and we went to weekly Thursday night launch meetings. And then all of a sudden, God reveals this building in St. Charles. We said, God, we thought we were buying a building in Florida. Have you ever argued with God and tried to tell him that his idea was wrong and yours was better? I did that. But he just showed it to us so clearly in the Bible. Did you know Pastor David doesn't hunt with a gun? Pastor David hunts with the Bible. And anytime he catches a trophy and he catches a building, every single one of our buildings was found in a Bible, all highlighted and noted up. And you know what he does? He takes a picture of that building and he takes that Bible, opens it up, and hangs it on the wall. And if you go to the offices upstairs, you know what you'll see? Bibles that have birthed churches, that have saved people, and have changed lives. If you've gotten a life change because of what God's done through you at Faith Church, can you give me an amen? Amen. Oh, me too. Me too. So then God launches us, gives us this building in Walden Spring unexpectedly. We take it, we plant that campus, and the rest is history. They're going on to their two services. And at the same time, God launches us to our first Sunday morning service in West Palm Beach. And here we are, friends, 2 years later, added services, added campuses, never trying to do anything intentionally to grow Faith Church, but always responding to the call of God on our life and what God has called us to do in you and through you. Can we give God a hand clap as Pastor David comes?
Hey, wait a minute. We celebrate 20 years of marriage this week. Come on, and we're together. Come on, somebody ought to give it up for Nicole. staying with me for 20 years. That's not easy. Love you too. Great job. How many of y'all found that very interesting? Raise your hand. Come on, Earth City, Weldon, Florida. I wanted her to share where we have been to kind of make you guys realize that we have only just begun. We're finally figuring this out. The world needs Faith Church now more than ever. There's racism, terrorism, socialism, and we have the answer. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen to that. We're excited. Everybody shout, I'm excited. How many of y'all wish you'd have been here 10 years ago? Raise your hand. How many of y'all wish the person next to you had not raised their hand, all right? So I love the Weldon Spring Campus in Florida and all of them. I realized today when we started doing this running back and forth thing, we were stressed for time, and that was stressing me out on the highway coming there, and I'm like, oh, man, Nicole can only talk for 2 minutes, and I said, just forget it. We're not going to go anywhere. Live stream works. We're streaming live, and I'm not going to get killed out on this highway and get stressed today. We've only been married 20 years. I want to celebrate a 40, so we're just staying here. So the bad news is you got to hear a really long service because I ain't got nowhere to go. Come on, give it up for Jesus. Hey, let's go to Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2, verse 1 says, and again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Everybody shout, Jesus is in the house.
Jesus is in the house.
They were spreading the good news. In other words, everyone was talking about Jesus and the work that the church was doing. Then also, we know this with us, the Bible said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And by the way, our TV viewership, I had them look it up. So far this year, this is of last week, we have reached in St. Louis and Palm Beach 10,768,000 people. The estimation, if it continues the way it has been, which is slamming ratings, mostly because we put Nicole on and she's hot every other week. But we do have a forecast of 16.3 million people in St. Louis and Palm Beach. That's not our national stuff. That's making Jesus famous. So verse 2 says, and immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them. And it was near the door, and he preached the word to them. He preached the word to them. That's what we do every week. Then they came to him bringing a paralytic man, a man that was paralyzed. And the four men began to enter the area, and they uncovered the roof. They broke through, and they lowered the paralytic man down in the middle of the church service. You got to picture this. This guy's paralyzed. He can't move. But he had four crazy people that basically went to Faith Church, and they connected God, connected people, discovered purpose, make a difference. They must have been crazy people, like setting up and tearing down in a high school. And they decide what they're going to do is they're going to push through. And now this guy who had no legs that worked, he has 2, 4, 6, 8. He goes from no legs to 8 legs. Come on, somebody. And so now he's got these guys carrying him to Jesus. They can't get in. So they rip the roof off and they lower him down, which is exactly what we did, Faith Church. We ripped our roof off and we began to minister to people through the power of television and billboards and in Florida and here. Somebody ought to get excited today. And we saw a lot of lame people who were lame in their marriage, lame in their finances, lame through depression. They had some kind of paralysis. But then what we did is we decided we were going to television and we were going to do this. Because when I started, my dad was like, I'd rather you go to hell from a bar stool. You ever seen a preacher that don't breathe? And then go to hell from a church. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to hell. And so I was trying to preach, and all I knew was that. And I was up there, and one day I got kind of, you know, ran out of something to say. And so it does happen. And so I went on that rant of my dad. I don't care where you go. And the Holy Spirit said, I do. I would that none should perish and all should come to repentance. Let's try this. So that's where I got the phrase. I'm not here pointing the finger at you this way. I'm here pointing the finger at you this way. We're here to put a ring on your finger, a robe on your back. God is not mad at you, but he is mad about you. Come on, somebody. That's the good news of the gospel. Because we're all sinners saved by grace. In other words, we were all lame till we found out the person that could cure lameness, and that is Jesus. That is not Catholic, Baptist, Presbyterian, First Baptist, Second Baptist, Third Baptist, Nazarene. Somebody told me, I keep forgetting somebody, I forget. But it's not a religion, it is a relationship. And I'm here to tell you today that there's new opportunities for us to take for people that are lame. So let's talk about a few of those. Now, I think you got one of these newsletters, which the cool thing is that all campuses probably got these. Did you get one? If you open up to page 1, it's kind of cool because you see me at 15 years old, back when I had a different kind of hairline, all right? But if you go through this little presentation, and I want you to look at various parts of it, we'll actually skip over to St. Louis. On that, you'll see all these facts there. St. Louis has been labeled as ground zero for racial tension. We have the number one murder rate in America. How many of y'all know these aren't things we really want to be proud of? But why would God put us here? You know, weeks ago we decided that we were going to do a love riot. Instead of having riots of hate and riots of racism, we were going to have a riot of love, because love never fails. And it picked up like crazy, and this church was filled with people like the mayor of Ferguson, the police chiefs of Ferguson, all kinds of NFL players. We had such a diverse crowd that actually it was the leading story on almost all the news channels here, that a local church has come together, and it didn't matter where you came from or what you looked like or what your preferences were. It was a place where people were accepted for who they are, and the love of God was represented on television at airtime you cannot buy. Somebody ought to get excited. And we sent forth the signal of love, not hate. Everybody shout, love, not hate. So here we are right now in Ground Zero. We were called to Ground Zero. I knew that when this thing happened in the Ferguson-Florissant area, that God was calling us to start another church there. I knew that Faith Church had the answer. So what do you start doing when you get pregnant with it? You just start thinking about it, and it starts growing in you. So I started hanging out in the Ferguson-Florissant area. And everywhere I would go, there were people who would come up to me and go, oh my gosh, I watch you on television, but I can't afford to go there. Oh my goodness, I'd love to go to your church, but me and my kids, I can't get them together and take the bus. I just can't make it possible. So one day, you guys saw the video, we decided as a church that we would go into the Ferguson-Florissant Walmart with the church credit card, and everybody who was in line, we would just buy all their stuff. You see these little moms in there with five or six kids, and they were trying to figure out how they were going to pay the bill, and we didn't tell them we were paying the bill before we were paying the bill, because we didn't want the bill to get too big. Come on, somebody. And we're smart, right? Wisdom is the principal thing. And so people started coming up there crying, going, oh my goodness, I watch you on television. Oh, this ministry has helped me so much. And there was even excessive stuff. There was one lady who had been saving up for like a 70-inch flat-screen television. When I saw her, I thought, oh my goodness, can we break this rhythm for a minute? Is this when we can start? But she came in the line, and we just went up and said, we want to pay. She said, why would you do that? She said, I've been saving up for like 6 months to buy this television. Been through a lot of bad things. Kind of felt bad even buying it. But she said, it actually proves to me that God loves me. She told me I get to keep my money, and I get to have this television. Come on, somebody ought to say, man. Well, that spread through the community like crazy, that Faith Church isn't trying to take something from somebody, that we're there to help people that can't help themselves. And by God, we're going to start a church in the Ferguson-Florissant area if it hair lifts the devil. Somebody ought to help me right now. And if they can't go to them, we're going to tear the roof off and we're going to go to them. They can't come to us, we'll go to them. How are we going to do that? We're going to do it the same way West Palm Beach is doing it. That church in West Palm Beach, every Sunday morning, a group of people get together and they start loading in a high school. We knew it was a God thing when we moved to that high school, because the name of, by the way, if you look on this page, and I'll go there, on the next page it shows the West Palm Beach, maybe it's not the next page, one of these pages, it shows that West Palm Beach is the number one unchurched area, the number one never churched city in the U.S. Now you know why God sent us to West Palm. The number one never churched city in the U.S. We go there and we're looking at this high school, Palm Beach Lakes High School, people are sitting there right now. I thought, well, is this you, God? Is this where we're supposed to be? Because it's a beautiful building. And they said, the name of the street is Shiloh. You might not know this, but Shiloh means meeting place with God. That means in the number one unchurched city a long time ago, the city fathers came together and says, let's name this street Shiloh, not knowing that it means meeting place with God. And now every Sunday morning, people tear the roof off of that church. They set up, they tear down, and thousands of people, somebody ought to shout amen, have received a life change from that moment. These are exciting things. So here's some of the visions that we want to do. I think one of the things that I want to talk about on, there's little slots here. Number one is launching another campus in Florissant, Ferguson area. We're going to need people to say, I want to help. Our city, we're going to need you to tell all of your friends and family about it. Weldon, we're going to need you to tell all your friends and family about it. We're looking at some high schools up there. We're looking at buildings. One of the things I didn't want to do is go rush out and buy a building not knowing the size that we needed. You determine the size of that. You determine about how many people are going to come to that high school. Then we know if we need to buy a building that seats 1,000 people or a building that seats 500 people with multiple services. But God's going to lead us to that, Ferguson-Florissant. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to launch another campus in West Palm Beach, Florida. We have so many people that watch the program up towards Port St. Lucie, Jupiter area, and then down towards Del Rey and Boca area. And so we're believing God that we're going to start another campus there. We're also believing God for a larger office, you would call it. We call it a ministry center. Everybody shout a ministry center. See, a ministry center is a place where ministry happens every day. This afternoon, we will fly to Florida and we will work there all week. And so we live a week in Florida, Nicole and I, and then we live a week here. We built Faith Church, and we will continue to be the pastor of Faith Church forever and Florida forever, as long as you guys will have us. We hope to stand up here 40 years from now saying, hey, we've been here 40 years now. And you'll be like, well, I'm glad you're here too. And you'll walk like your tennis shoes are tied together. We're just glad we've been here the whole time. And then we'll say, we're having Vision Sunday today. And guess what? Back in 19... And you'll be like, I was here the whole time. And so we're going to get a ministry center down there, which basically is more office space because we outgrew that, and a room that will house around 100 to 150 people so we can have service. Because every Tuesday night we have church at the Sunset Hills campus. How many of y'all come to that? Raise your hand if you come to that. How many of y'all don't come to that and you didn't even know about it? Raise your hand. So we have a different sermon on Tuesday night. So on Tuesday nights we stream the service from here. Sometimes I'm preaching and it goes to Florida. Sometimes Paul and the other pastors are preaching, and it goes to Florida, Pastor Phil. And we all sit there at our Florida office like this. So we're believing God that this, in 2018, we're going to get a bigger office with the capabilities of having a big room. So when Nicole raises her hands to praise God, she doesn't pick my nose on that Tuesday night. Can I get an amen? I mean, I believe we don't need to be close, but not that close, all right? Because you can pick your friends, and you can pick... Okay, so we won't go there. So we're going to have a bigger office space for that. As well as if it was an office that was set up correctly, some of the Tuesdays when I'm working there and we're doing ministry there, experiencing a life change there by a lot of people, there's the number one unchurched city, we're missionaries there. That's right. And we're called to do this there. That we could actually stream here. So on a Tuesday night, sometimes if I had a word I wanted to preach, we could stream it from there to here. Give God praise for that. That's going to happen there. Acquiring another ministry center. Another thing we're doing right now is at all campuses, we're expanding our kids programs. The kids, how many of y'all know more than ever, kids are highly smart. You know, Toys R Us is going out of business because kids don't play with toys anymore. They play with tablets. I see two-year-olds all the time doing this. I was asking a two-year-old the other day if he could help me on the web. He couldn't speak, but he knew. He's like, you know, I understand what you're trying to say right here. You couldn't speak anything, but he knew. How many of y'all see that happen all the time? So we have to be very innovative as a church and engage their imagination. So if you wanted to today, you could go over to Sunset Hills and you could see the project that is happening here, which is unbelievable. Also, you know, kudos to the Weldon Spring campus. That campus is unbelievable. Those guys are actually getting ready to expand. They're in the gym right now, which is a beautiful gym, but they're expanding, knocking out a bunch of walls, and they're doing a renovation there. And the same thing is happening at the Earth City campus. And we spent a bunch of money on new lighting and new gear and equipment for the kids there in the West Palm Beach campus. So give it up for those teams doing such a great, great job. Then another thing I want to talk about is very exciting. I was in Florida eating lunch with a guy, and that wasn't the exciting part, although it was good because I do love fish tacos. Can I get an amen up here? God, we thank you for fish tacos. It's amazing, God. And I was having lunch with this guy, and this guy's talking. And while he's talking, all of a sudden it was like he was muted. And I could see his mouth moving, but I didn't hear what he had to say because the Lord was speaking to me. And I was sitting there, and this guy's going, I can't hear him. And the Lord says, the book that I had Nicole write, Hi, God. I thought, okay, God had it write it. He goes, I need it printed into Spanish because the Spanish-speaking nation, many of them don't know how to pray, and some of them have been confused on how to have conversations on their own with me. And then he said, there's also going to be some perilous times, some hard times for them to deal with, and I need you to get it printed in Spanish. And then all of a sudden, boom, that guy was talking again. Now, that guy was very generous to our church. In fact, he actually helped over here at the Hammond Center. He wrote a check for $1 million. How many of y'all know you want to listen to a guy like that? And I told him, I said, hey, I got to go. He said, what's wrong? I said, the Lord's just talking to me. I got to go. And I ran down Clematis, ran to her office, and I told Nicole, God told me that he had you write that book. She's like, I told you God told me to write the book. And I'm like, I don't really listen to you all the time. I have selective hearing, okay? But I said, what God told us to do. Well, we printed it in Spanish, and our plan was in January was to totally inundate and infiltrate Cuba with these Spanish-speaking books. Then, not only did that come up, and we have the dates to go over there, and Nicole's going to preach, and she's going to give away the books. And then we also got a call from Sergio De La Mara, who we helped build the first prison church that's ever been built in a prison. He had a dream from God to start a church in Tijuana and actually build a physical brick-and-mortar church in the Tijuana prison ground. He went to meet with them, and they said no, but how many of y'all know money will answer of the problem. And so he offered money. So now he has a piece of land in the middle of the prison yard. There's a brick and mortar church full of Spanish speaking men in Tijuana. And so we talked to them this week and they heard about the book and they said, can you print them not hardback, because you can't have hardback in prison. How many of y'all knew that? Raise your hand. I just wanted to know who had went to jail before. Now I know a scam. And so now we're going there and we're going to give those books away. Then we got a call from the president of the biggest Spanish community here in America. The guy's name is Sammy Rodriguez. A lot of you have seen him across the world. He is the voice in Christendom for the Spanish-speaking people. He heard about the book. He invited Nicole out to California, and we will be on TBN in a couple weeks. Well, he called Friday and said, we heard about you guys printing this in Spanish. And as you know, Puerto Rico has been destroyed. All the churches have been destroyed. I'm sitting here with the mayor of New York, and we heard about all the great things Faith Church is doing. If we go in and rebuild a bunch of those churches, will you guys give those books to everyone in the community to try to fill the churches? And before I knew it, guys, I apologize. Before I knew it, I said that you guys would pay for it and you would ship it over there, so you're pretty much screwed. Come on, somebody. I'm sorry, but we're going to go take the book to Puerto Rico. Come on, give God praise today. We're going to need money. Look at your neighbor and say, we're going to need money. Look back at him and say, and you're going to need to get your checkbook out. Come on. Now, we're going to continue to do everything that we do with disaster relief programs, meaning that when the trouble hit Florida and we thought it was going to really affect West Palm Beach, Florida, and we were absolutely big time concerned, all our Florida staff got up here and we started collecting stuff. You guys collected together in St. Louis to take to West Palm 188,000 bottles of water. Is that unbelievable? You guys collected dog food. You collected toiletries. You collected food, canned goods. It was unbelievable. And then Mike LaCarico, the man who owns Climate Express Trucking, said, we will absolutely ship it down there. And you guys used their tractor trailers. And believe it or not, somehow when we, the storm missed West Palm, but it hit the other side. But we were the first responders and we beat FEMA by 2 days. Come on, somebody. People were running to our trucks. They were crying. They were giving us videos saying, we can't believe it. We were scared. They were rescuing it. Isn't that unbelievable? So bad things are going to continue to happen, but Faith Church is going to be there for them to help them in a big way. The last initiative that I want to say that I'm hoping that we can do is, I got a call from Haiti, some of our dear friends there that we support and we send crews over. And they said that, there's only like a couple ambulances in Haiti. The government has a couple, but as far as hospitals and stuff, it's non-existent. So poor. How many of you have never been to Haiti? Raise your hand if you've never been to Haiti. It's just unreal. People are literally eating dirt. Their stomachs are swollen up. They have no help or even promise of help. Nicole and I sometimes go out in these remote villages where the kids are literally eating dirt. They got dirt all over their mouth. So we decided that they called one day and said, can you guys buy us an ambulance? I said, well, sure. They said, well, it's probably like $70,000, and then, well, you got to outfit it. They called back later and said, we didn't realize that it needs all the gear to sustain life and to make things happen. And we said, we don't care what it costs, just send us the bill. And so we were hoping to do that. They called us this last week, and we had sent $10,000. This week we sent an additional $15,000. We're kind of easing into it, but we're hoping that everybody could come together. And how many of y'all think we could buy that ambulance, pay cash for it, and give it to the people of Haiti that need it so desperately? Come on, somebody ought to give God praise today. So these are all great things. It's exactly what Jesus said. Jesus talked about this. He said, when you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. When you tear off that roof, you tear off that lid, and you say, God, I want to use my life to change a life. Use me, God, to use what I have in my hand to do what's on your heart. Then he will give what the Bible calls seed for the sower and bread for the eating. I want our ushers at all campuses right now to pass up these little envelopes that I'm going to ask you to give in December, not now, but in December. Because December is about Jesus' birthday. It's not about your birthday. It's about Jesus. It's not about the gifts under the tree. It's about the gift who hung on the tree. Can somebody get excited about Jesus today? They're not too excited about you, Jesus. I said, can somebody get excited about Jesus? He's a big deal. So in December, what we're going to do is December 10th, we're going to see if you guys want to do this vision or not. It's up to you. We have this vision, but we need provision for the vision. What we need to have happen, basically, is to start a campus, you basically have to have $300,000 for lighting and streaming capabilities and all the things. Kids, it takes $300,000 to launch in a high school. We're going to launch two campuses in 2018, so that's $600,000. Then, of course, we know that that ambulance is, you know, way up there. We know that printing all those books are way up there. We know that renovating all the kids' spaces is way up there. Basically, if you total all that together, it's $1 million. And $1 million sounds like a lot, but it's actually only 10 people giving $100,000. Do I see a hand? But if all of us do what we can do, God will provide seed for the sower. So I decided what I wanted to do was basically have multiple weeks to where you took this bag home, and I'll show you what to do with the bag. When I was 15 in that car, the reason why I put it in there is I didn't pay anything for that car. That was a brand new, 1985 Trans Am that God gave me. It was a miracle. I wanted a car, and I started thinking about saving up for a car, and I didn't hardly have any money. But then I had a desire. I was watching a guy on television named Frederick K.C. Price. And Fred Price was preaching on television, and I felt like I wanted to give him $1,000. And I didn't have a job or money. By the way, in 1985, we Googled it. That's equivalent to $2,400. And so all I did was I took an envelope, and I put the $5 I had in it. And then I went out and started raking leaves. I lived here in Sunset Hills, and I raked leaves, and I started shoveling snow. I did everything that I possibly could to try to save money. When other people maybe went to the movies or went out to eat, I'd save that money, and I put it in that bag. And then I got it down to where, hey, I owe God $885. I owe God $650. And God just started giving me supernatural opportunities as I put it in the bag. Little did I know that I was sowing seeds for the future harvest that I would need in my life. You know, our television bill is $50,000 a month, and I don't ask for any money on television. I didn't realize then, but God knew, I'm going to do something in your life, and you're going to be an evangelist someday, and I need you to sow your seed into this kind of ministry so you can reap that kind of harvest. Can I get an amen here right now? And so I started doing that. Just as soon as I just about got it paid and I was trying to figure it out, I got a call from this church, Ty Beeson, in Lancaster, California. And he said, hey, your daddy's a preacher. I said, yeah. He said, are you a preacher? I said, I've never preached. He said, well, I've got a youth conference that I want you to come out and preach at. Would you do it? I'm like, yeah. So my dad's giving me pointers. My mom dressed me, and I dressed kind of goofy back then. I was a really nerdy kid. I had a, believe it or not, I was like, just picture Michael J. Fox, okay? That's who I emulated. So I was like 15 in Sansa belt pants. Can you imagine that? I thought I was bad. I'm like, look at me. And so I went out there and really had nothing necessarily in common. I don't think I necessarily did that great of a job, but they thought I did. And so when I was leaving, they gave me a check, and I couldn't believe it. I didn't know I was getting paid. And guess what? The check was for $1,000. I could not believe it. I freaked out. I came home and told my dad, look, I was sowing that money and I had it here and I'm getting ready to give the $1,000 and now I've got like $800 left to buy my car. And my dad said, you know what? I really think you ought to give that whole thing to God. It'd be the first time that you ever preached before. This would be first fruit in God. What if you just took the whole $1,000 and you just gave it to the church and the campaign that they were doing? And I thought, Dad, this is the dumbest idea I've ever heard in my life. But I did it. In my heart, I knew it was right. So I gave it. Before I was 16, 6 months before, all of a sudden the guy comes in to visit with my dad, and he said, I see great potential in your son, and I just want to visit with you and your son. And he was a great man of God from Dallas, Texas. He came in, and we went to Ponderosa, and we hung out, and he was telling me about preaching, and he was telling me about the call of God on my life, and how I purpose for God. And at the end of the trail, he gave my dad a check for $15,500, and I went to Don Dar Pontiac and bought that Trans Am. Now, you talk about learning long-suffering, because I got 6 months till I can drive, but I got a brand-new paid-off car in the driveway. Come on, I was the most nerdy, eligible bachelor in St. Louis. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. God truly did that for me. Never paid a car payment. I was blessed by God. And you say, I wish that would happen to me. Never judge another person's harvest until you see their seed. And God gives seed to the sower. You're like, well, I've never gotten any money in my life. Well, maybe you're not a sower. He only gives seed to the sower. Now, last year when we practiced this, we did it a little bit different. You know, it was just we talked about it for a couple weeks, and then people sowed supernaturally, and they gave, and it was really good. But this year, I feel like that you just need to practice some discipline and keep the bag at home. And some people say, well, you know what, people can't be trusted. You know, you can't trust. Listen, this is a way for you to learn to understand that there's a difference between your money and God's money. And you're saying, God, I was going to get my nails done, but I'm going to put it in here. God, I was going to write that check for this, but I'm going to write the check and put it in there. I'm expecting that weekend when we do this for our church to give $1 million, and some of them, they'll be, you know, $100 cash and 9 checks. I don't care how you do it, but I know that God is going to give you seed to do what he's called you to do, because we've got to answer the call of the people that are hurting in Ferguson, Florissant. We've got to answer the call in the number one unchurched city in America. We've got to be the first responders. Somebody help me right now, and we're going to do it by sacrificially giving. So this bag should go somewhere special in your house. And you should start saying, God, all I got is $5, but I'm putting it in there. There's a little woman at Earth City Campus probably there right now or at one of the services. She came up to me a few weeks ago and she said, last year at the banner you're offering, I saved up and I had some money for my down payment on my car and I gave it. She said, guess what? God supernaturally gave me a car. She took me out on the parking lot with her and all her kids and they were smiling. They went from a junk car to a brand new, it was actually a demo, but it was a 2016 car. Another kid who came here who said, I was going to save up. I'd been saving up for a laptop to go back to school. And I gave the $1,000. And then some family members said, boy, you're doing so good. I'm so proud of you. Is there anything we could do for you? And he said, well, there's a big sale on computers this week. And they went in and bought him the computer. Yeah. A couple sitting right now at our Weldon Spring campus, they had, I want to get the number right because Pastor Phil told me last night, $60,000 in a student loan at Weldon. And they gave towards the project last year at the banner you're offering. And the $60,000 student loan was completely expunged and forgiven. Come on, somebody. Isn't that exciting? So I've often said that if God will get money to you if he can get it through you. But if you're not impassioned, if you're not inflamed about, how can I change lives? Nicole and I have decided a long time ago that we were going to use what was in our hand to change people's lives. We sold our house. We sold our stuff. We moved into Sunset Hills in a subdivision. We cut back. Even today, there's a compensation board that, there's a church board and then a compensation board and the church board and the compensation board, they meet and they study all the different churches and they all determine in a mega church the size salary that you should make. And every year that we're not included in that meeting at all. And so they come in and they say, here's how much you're going to make. And we always say 50% goes back to the church even before we do to receive a salary, because we want to make sure that we're always honoring God, that the church can go on television, that we can plant more campuses, that we can do things for Jesus. And God supernaturally meets our needs. People take us on vacation. People buy our food. It's just incredible once God starts moving in your life, all the neat, cool opportunities that you have, because where God guides, he provides. Come on, give God praise today. So I want to pray for you here. I want to pray for you there. How many of y'all got that envelope? All campuses, Weldon, Florida, Earth City. I want you to raise that up for a minute. If you plan on participating, I want you to raise it up. And I want to pray that God will help you and he will speak to you to do something big for God. For some of you, big is $1,000. For other of you, big is $10,000. For some, big is $100,000. And there will be some people that do that, I pray. Some people may have never given $1 million to the church, but you could say, you know what? It's time. God has blessed me. I need to do it. Maybe some people say, I'm going to sell this or that. I'm not using it anyway. I'm going to put that on Craigslist, and it's going to go away so I can have seed for the sower. But God, you will give them ideas so that come on the 10th when we all bring our offering to you, because it's your birthday. On December 10th, when we all walk in here with our envelopes, we're going to count them. And the next weekend, we're going to tell everybody. We're going to put it on our website, and we're going to announce it at the church that we raised, our prayer is $1 million, and we're able to do all of that. God, if we raise $800,000, well, the people have judged, this is the speed of the seed. But God, I believe that you're able to do abundantly and above all we could ever ask or think, and that some of them, their heart is pounding now, that you're speaking to them. God, we need those offices in Florida. They need us so bad. People commit suicide. They have failed marriages down there. And you've called us to there. God, I thank you that we have an office down there that's coming to us with a building. And we have all the teams that we need here that are excited about saying, hey, I need to go through Growth Track because I want to totally initiate my life in a bigger way. I want to start serving a church so that we can start these campuses and we can change people's lives. And God, give us seed to sow and bread to eat. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said, amen.
We're glad you joined us today. We know God is doing so much in and through your life, and we want to hear about it. If you take a moment and send us an email and tell us your story at yournewfriend@faithchurch.com. Also, if you'd like to support and partner with this ministry, we'd love for you to go to faithchurch.com/give and simply select the best giving option for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's message.